You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Greg Boggs, co-founder and chief marketing officer at University Fan Cards. He is speaking with us today about the brand new company that launched in the fall of 2015 last year, introducing something brand new to the world of collegiately themed products, the University Fan Card. You gotta love it. Greg, thanks so much for joining us here briefly on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Really good to have you. So to kick things off, explain to us with an overview of the new company, University Fan Cards.
Yeah, so like you said, we started last fall, and we wanted to bring something that was new and unique to college sports or college-themed products. And we realized that there wasn't any, this didn't exist anywhere. A gift card or a reloadable card that was branded with college sports. And when you go into, you know, any grocery store or convenience store, you see the rack of gift cards, and you have all the ones for various stores, and then you have the MasterCard, Visa, Amex cards that you can use anywhere, and there wasn't anything with college sports on them. So we created a partnership with the University of Alabama and got the ball rolling on introducing fan cards to the world. And since then, we've been able to sign several more schools and kind of kick off the company and the idea.
As a longtime college sports fan and really any kind of sports, I can really appreciate that. And on a side note, go Dawgs. Can you tell us more about the University Fan Cards' exciting new partnerships? Get into that, if you would.
Yeah, so like I said, we signed to Alabama, and in January, we signed a contract with 8 additional schools. We have Arizona, Florida State, Florida, Nebraska, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, and West Virginia. And we signed those in January, and those cards are actually just now ready. They'll be ready in literally 5 or 6 days to hit retailers and for sale online. So all these cards have all those schools' logos on them and their mascots. They look really great, and again, they're MasterCard, so you can use them anywhere MasterCard is accepted. And we also have a partnership with those schools to roll out reloadable cards, which are it's a GPR program where you can purchase the card and then continue to load it with your paycheck, or you basically use it like a bank. And those cards will be coming out in about 6 months.
Awesome. And you'll certainly appreciate this question. Why did University Fan Cards pursue these schools, and why not, for instance, the University of Georgia Bulldogs or Clemson or even the Miami Hurricanes?
Miami is actually, I'll tell you a little bit more about Miami, but these 8 schools and plus Alabama, the 9 schools, we really wanted to set ourselves up for retail geographically. So we wanted to kind of concentrate on the Southeast first, make sure the SEC was kind of, our home ground since we're from the South. And we wanted to scoop up as many schools in the SEC. Then we wanted to strategically select schools that are spread throughout the country and throughout each conference. So now we have schools that, we're basically reaching nationwide, and we have a school in every one of the Power 5 conferences. So that kind of allows us the ability to keep expanding and keep moving into other conferences and in other territories while also having a partnership that already exists there. So with Miami and with there's a couple more schools that we have just recently signed. The cards won't be ready for several months, but we do have Miami, Louisville, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Oregon State, and Penn State. So those are kind of our next round that we'll be releasing, but the cards just aren't quite ready yet.
Well, you've certainly got it covered geographically. Today we're joined by Greg Boggs, co-founder and chief marketing officer at University Fan Cards here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. You can also listen to our programming on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Greg, can you explain to us what it means to you to be an entrepreneur looking at that side of the fence?
Yeah, I think I'd say the first thing it really means is freedom. It gives you, being an entrepreneur gives you the freedom to set your own schedule. It gives you the freedom to run the company however you want to run it. But with that, comes balance, because entrepreneurs can be so passionate about their business. And I know I'm extremely passionate about this, that balancing, work and family life and priorities is a really tough thing. Bringing your work home with you is, you've got to shut your brain off and get focused on things outside of work. So I think, freedom, balance, and passion are really what it means to me, and what I try to do is make that balance to where I'm not thinking about this 24/7. I'm taking some time away from it.
And I certainly can relate to all that you've said. Well done there. And where can people purchase the cards? Where can they do that?
Currently, they can go online, ufancards.com, our website. And like I said, within the next week, 2 weeks, they'll start hitting retailers. We first hit retailers in Alabama, and we'll be going to Fred's Pharmacy, Matco, Murphy USA, Dollar General, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, basically any convenience store, any pharmacy store that you can think of in Alabama. And then we'll move on to Tennessee and kind of get the ball rolling with all of our schools strategically timed a couple weeks apart. So by next football season, we should be nationwide. We should be in about 10 to 15 different states, and going out to every retailer in those states that sells gift cards.
And it certainly will be interesting to see where you'll be at in 2 years, and especially your coverage geographically. I'm assuming for people to get more information on University Fan Cards, they would go to the same website. Am I correct?
Correct. Ufancards.com. You go on there if you're interested in having your school be part of Fan Cards. You can just sign up for our newsletter and tell us what your school is. If you're with a university and you want to, we get emails yesterday I got 3 emails from 3 different schools wanting to sign up a program. So if you're with the university and you see this as an opportunity to grow your brand, you can go to our website and send us an email and tell us you want your school involved in the program. You can go to our website and purchase cards. So ufancards.com.
In conclusion, anything else that you'd like to add or a takeaway or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I would just encourage any entrepreneur listening that to keep asking questions. This idea came to us about a year ago, and it started with questions. It started with, why can't you buy a Alabama gift card? Why can't you? And we didn't give up on that question. We kept asking. And then we started asking people that are in the industry. We started asking people that were involved in university athletics. And it kind of came to us that, wow, nobody's really thought about this. So, if you feel that driving you of man, why doesn't this exist, or why can't somebody do that? Just keep asking questions and keep pushing it. And you know, that's really what we did here. And then once we brought it to the table of some big time college sports properties, you know, they're all jumping on board because they realize that nobody's done this before, and nobody's brought this idea to the table. So just keep asking questions and keep trying to push through what you're trying to accomplish. It'll work itself out.
Greg, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Certainly inspiring, and continued success to you, and look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Greg Boggs, co-founder and chief marketing officer at University Fan Cards, that has introduced something brand new to the world of collegiately themed products, the University Fan Card. And for more information and for purchase, simply visit ufancards.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.